Hello, Mr. Carr.
Hi. Yes, this is her.
All right. I just got off the phone with your insurance company. They told me that you needed to talk to us about something.
Why is my check shorted $235? I'm supposed to get a reimbursement for my whole payment of the incident that happened on the 25th. I could have been in a lot of danger and really needed that tow through the insurance that was provided to me that I paid for. But when I went to go get my reimbursement, how come I'm only getting a quarter of that check? I hope this is not going to whittle down the taxes or whatever, because I don't work for y'all. And a reimbursement is a full reimbursement, giving someone back the whole entire dollar amount. Why am I only receiving a quarter of it?
So, what exactly happened?
I called on April 24th into the 25th to get a tow. My car broke down. I am still safe driving it. You guys on the other side did not pick up. I had to call like three, four different times. Nobody picked up. So I had to call a tow company outside of all this. They told me to take the receipt back to my insurance, which I did to get my reimbursement, which I only got a quarter of it. And I'm trying to figure out why am I only getting a quarter of it.
And was that on a day where we were taking calls and getting people's insurance?
And it
But
doesn't matter
we
what it is. It's just the fact that I called and nobody showed up, and I had to pay for a service that's provided through my insurance that didn't give me the service.
okay, you said that was on the 18th?
The 25th of March or of
20.
April.
All right. We wouldn't know why you wouldn't have received that full reimbursement. We're only roadside. All we do is send out bills.
Okay, so why did the insurance company transfer you guys if you guys are gonna sit here and try and either spoon feed me some BS and you don't know what's going on and you're not responsible for it even though your name's plastered all over it? What up? I would like my $310 and some freaking change back, sir, please.
All right, give me a second to talk to a supervisor. All
Thank you.
right.
They're trying to say, like, oh, we have zero responsibility for it. I'm like, no, you have full responsibility for it. And now all of a sudden he has to go get a manager trying to like mix up the dates saying it happened on the 18th. Like, homie, that's not cool. I could have been in danger trying to make up all these excuses saying, like, oh, yeah, was it during a time frame where we just weren't picking up calls? I'm like, that doesn't matter. It's the fact that you guys provide a service through an insurance and I asked for it and you didn't provide. Recording.
Sorry that it's taking so long. I'm waiting on the manager to take over. Ma'am? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Am I just, like, going to be ignored by you, homeboy, or, like, no. Or, like, what's good? Are you just holding me here on mute? Like, I've been waiting here for quite some time for you to get a manager, and I'm not hearing anything back. Like, this is serious.
Yes, I just stated that a manager will be on the way, but I wasn't getting a response. I'm sorry. And I am putting you on a brief hold real quick while I wait.
What you mean by a manager is on the way? Is there, like, not present in the office? Like...
I waited for someone to...
For them to show up, or...
No,
like, I'm just kind of confused.
I'm just waiting for them to give me the cue to transfer you over to them.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second.